that's one of these things that the batteries always have. So I'm English, but I lived in Canada for many, many years. And then I met my to-be wife, who is from Estonia. And this is now about 10 years ago. And at the time, Estonia wasn't in the European Union, of course. And we wanted to live together. And so, you know, I tried to live in Estonia for a while, and the whole Eastern European vibe was not my sort of thing. So when we tried to move to Canada, of course, then I couldn't bring Annika in because I had not earned enough money for a long enough time. Yeah? So we couldn't live together there. Yeah, and I didn't want to live in Estonia. So because I'm a European, because I have a European passport, then I could come to Denmark. And I could also bring Annika, my wife, into Denmark. And we could live in Denmark without any problems. And this is now 8-9 years ago. And of course, now the situation is completely reversed. Because now with the new government in Denmark and the way things have gone the last, you know, 8 years in Denmark, yeah, then we wouldn't have had an earthly chance of moving to Denmark now. And, well, we wouldn't have had an earthly chance of moving to Canada either. But anyway, I think it's just, and I've always found it amazing that a place that I live wouldn't accept me and who I wanted to marry and love and live with, yeah? Whereas a place that I have very little connection with would, you know? So, anyway, that's my story. I don't know if that's the sort of thing you want, but...